May 6, 1926, how the ones who live in the divine will are the first in the eyes of God and form His crown. The divine will unites all who live in it and the acts done in it, as one single act. The origin of one who lives in it is eternal. I was fusing myself in the holy divine volition according to my usual way, and I prayed the celestial Mama to be with me and to give me her hand, so that, guided by her, I might requite my God with all the love, the adoration and the glory that everyone owes Him. Now, while I was saying this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, you must know that the first before the Supreme Majesty are those who have lived in my volition and who have never gone out of my will. My Mama came to the world after 4,000 years. Yet, in the eyes of God she came before Adam. Her acts, her love, are in the first order of creatures, therefore her acts come before all of the acts of creatures, because she was the closest to God, bound to Him with the tightest bonds of sanctity, of union, and of likeness. By living in our will, her acts became inseparable from ours, and, being inseparable, these acts are the closest, as something natural to her Creator. Before and after do not exist in our will, but everything is first act. Therefore, one who lives in our will, even if she came as last, comes always before everything. So, it is not the era in which souls come out to the light of time that will be considered, but whether the life of my will has been in them as center of life, reigning and dominating in all of their acts, just as it reigns and dominates in the womb of the divinity. These will be the first. Their acts done in our will rise above all the acts of the other creatures, and all will remain behind. Therefore these souls will be our crown. See, as you were calling my Mama in my will, to give me return of love, of adoration and of glory, my will united the two of you together, and the love, the glory, the adoration which the Sovereign Queen did, have become your acts. And yours have become those of my Mama. My will placed everything in common. The one has become inseparable from the other, and I heard in you the voice of my Mama, her love, her adoration, her glory. And in my Mama I heard your voice, loving me, adoring me, glorifying me. How happy I felt in finding and hearing the Mama in the daughter, and the daughter in the Mama. My will unites everyone and everything. It would not be true living in my will, nor a work of my will, if it did not centralize everything that belongs to it and all of its eternal works in the soul who lives in it, in whom it has its kingdom and dominion. If it were not so, the kingdom of my will would be a divided kingdom, which cannot be, because my will unites all its works together and makes of them one single act. And even though it is said that it creates, it redeems, it sanctifies and so on, these are the effects of that single act, which never changes its action. Therefore, the origin of one who lives in my will is eternal, inseparable from her Creator and from all those in whom my will has had its kingdom and its dominion.